Another blue-white flash illuminating our tiny backyard heralded the onslaught of the storm.
I'm serious, Mom. Free Spirit says that people like you use the excuse of work to compensate for the things that are lacking in their lives.
Free Spirit?
I leaned my hip against the counter and sipped my coffee, watching my daughter as she stood in front of me. She was looking more and more like me, her thick strawberry blonde hair just as unruly as my own, defying all attempts by hairspray, styling mousse, and industrial-strength hair gel to form into something other than a wild tangle of curls. Her blue eyes were a shade darker than my own, but those straight brows that refused to arch no matter how many trips to the beauty salon she made were all mine.
Free Spirit Blue.
Hello, she's just my counselor.
The one you talked to last month?
Oh, right, the one who wants to start her own commune. And thinks I should encourage you to express yourself in artistic media rather than apply yourself to your schoolwork. Rather an interesting attitude to find in a school counselor.
Everyone loves her, Tara protested, her hands gesticulating as she talked.
That was another trait she got from her emotional father. Generations of phlegmatic Scandinavian ancestors who preferred to keep their emotions tightly reined did much to give me control over mine.
She's all that, and she knows the coolest people.
She got me an interview with P.C. Monroe.
The P.C. Monroe?
I'm going to meet him next week.
Sarah promised she'd give me the front page of the school paper for the interview.
Ah, good.
Who's the P.C. Monroe?
Singer? Actor?
One of those guys on the reality shows who eats insects for insane amounts of money?
She gave me a look that wouldn't have been out of place had I been a five-headed alien that popped suddenly out of a potato.
He's only the hottest thing online in the whole world.
Internet boy toy? I asked, sidling toward the door. Although writing press releases for the conservancy organization I worked for wasn't part of my job description as a financial analyst, I had volunteered to do it, and it irked me to leave my task undone.
Try Millionaire Software Genius, she answered, swiftly moving to block my retreat from the kitchen. He lives here, right in Merida. He's only created an inexpensive virtual reality unit that will revolutionize the internet world by making fantasy real, and bring the unbelievable to the grasp of everyone with a computer and an internet connection.
I cocked an eyebrow at her. Get that from a press release, did you?
Yeah.
She had the grace to look a little embarrassed, but quickly covered it up with antagonism.
P.C. Monroe and his VR game are the hottest thing on the whole planet. He sent me a beta version of his new VR simulation. Everyone is talking about it. It's due to be released in 2 months, and it's going to totally blow every other online game out of the water. Don't you pay attention to anything?
I've been busy trying to set up our lives. By dint of a slight feint to the left, I managed to squeeze around her and out the door. She followed me down the hallway.
You're always busy, that's my point.
Yes, I know, you think I need to play. I heard you the first time. Hold on a sec. We paused to count between the flash of lightning and the sound of thunder. 5 miles. It's getting closer. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get this press release done before the storm hits. Then I think I'll do a little research for Robert. He's never as prepared as he should be for staff meetings.
Free Spirit says people who work all the time and don't give their inner child time to play die of heart attacks before they're 40.
Huh? I asked, sitting down at the computer.
You're almost 40, she pointed out.
I shot her a narrow-eyed look. I'm 36, Missy. That's not even close to 40. The little rat smirked.
4 years, Mom. 4 years. Then zzzp.
She made a gesture symbolic of imminent death.
Dead as roadkill.
The press release nagged at me, but behind Tara's flip tone, I sensed real concern. I was well aware that I hadn't been spending as much time with her as I wanted to. But starting a new life and a new job in a new town took a lot of work.
Point taken. You believe I need a few more leisure activities in my life.
Any leisure activities. You don't do anything but work.
I let that slide.